News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, residents from a housing estate in Drogheda have caught up to 100 rats in the estate since February. They're terrified their children will get sick or attacked by the vermin coming out of drains in front of their homes. We're joined by one of those residents now, Jenny Fagan from Tree the View in Drogheda. Jenny, thanks indeed for talking to us. How bad has it been?
Oh, Shane, it's just ridiculous now at this stage. We can't let our children out to play. They're coming up the front drains in front of our houses in the middle of the day. They're running across. We have a little green area in the cul-de-sac. They're running across that. People are afraid to get out of their cars when they come to visit us with the fear of them, you know, running towards them. One of them got into a car engine as well. We noticed it. And then when the car was driven, it just ran straight across the street towards the kids playing. Like it's horrible. We can't let them out to play.
They seem to be extraordinarily brazen as well. Some of the stories that have been reported from your estate, rats on the balcony, living really close to the house and nests and so on. They seem to be incredibly brazen.
Yeah, and they're so big. They're the size of a shovel. One resident caught one at the side of our house, and she put it on a coal shovel. And it was literally the size of it and the size of its feet as well. They're running up and down the walls at the front of the houses. And as you say there, we have a little balcony at the front of our house and they're running across that between the two houses. You can't leave your windows and doors opened either. And in this heat as well, you need a little bit of air. It's bad enough being stuck in during COVID, let alone not being able to open your windows as well, yeah. You know. But they're brazen. They don't care what time of the day it is. They're just coming up the front drains in the street. And we're afraid that a child will touch something after the rat being there and end up with this Wells disease, you know. Yeah. And that's really, really bad as well.
Yeah, a very reasonable fear. Now, I can remember about 20 years ago, we had a rat in the garage, and I rang Dublin City Council. And to be fair to them, within about an hour, about four lads came out and dealt with the situation pretty sharpish. Have you been in touch? I presume it's Louth County Council. You're not in Meath, are you?
We're Louth. We've been in contact with the Louth County Council since the 25th of May was the first email that went in from the residents, and then all the residents followed suit either that day or, you know, the coming days after that. And we've had no contact back from them either. We've been on to Irish Water as well. And we've had no contact back from them either. Nobody has given us any answers. And all we just want is somebody to come up, talk to us, tell us what we can do. Like if it's in our home, we know it's our problem. But this is on the street. This is where our children are playing in a small cul-de-sac.
And nobody in authority has come back to you?
No. We were on our local radio station yesterday as well. And they replied back to the local radio station that they have it basically in hand and they're dealing with it. But they haven't came to us as residents. We're the ones that, you know, has contacted you first. Just come back to us. Even come up to the street and talk to a few of us. Let us know what you're doing. There's no point in going to a radio station to contact them to tell them what you're going to do. Tell us. We're the ones in fear. We're the ones that's looking at them.
Yeah.
Do you know? So that's our anger.
Yeah, no, very, very reasonable anger. I'm thinking as well, younger kids, I'm sure it's quite scary for them. I'm sure they're worried as well, are they?
Yeah, like my youngest is 3 years of age and there's a few more little kids as well. When they go out to play now, we have to sit in our front garden and actually watch them because we're afraid that they'll touch something or, you know, that the rat could
just
come
to
up
reassure
the train
them,
in the
I
middle of it
as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you don't want that. Like, I mean, the age group goes from about 3 up to maybe 12, 13 on the street. But they're afraid. They're all inside now. They don't want to be going out because they can hear the fear in our voices.
Yeah.
So clearly they don't want to go out either.
OK. Jenny, listen, good to talk to you. Is it Tree the View? Is that how you pronounce it?
Tree the View.
Tree the View. Jenny, thanks indeed. Resident of Tree the View in Drogheda. That is just unacceptable.
I mean, the idea
that has to be addressed.
Of rats the size of shovels would just send shivers
across
it.
It does.
Across
it.
It
would.
Yeah.